You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Okay,
I think I got it.
It's been a while. I didn't warm up my voice
before I did it.
I know. I think I got it. I think I'm still here. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another after show for our favorite dance show, Dance Moms. Actually, I didn't do it the way I normally do.
Wow.
You know, I forgot our special thing.
You forgot what makes us.
What makes us us.
Oh, yeah.
Let me do that again.
Okay.
Welcome to another reclap. Of your favorite dance show, Dance Moms.
There we go. Back
okay, that felt better. Because the first time I was like, what am I doing? What is this? Where am I at? Where am I at? I'm sorry. I've been gone a while. But look who's back. It's me.
Yay.
I am your host, Tony Moore. And of course, I am with my lovely, beautiful co-host over here. We have...
Hey guys. I'm Lexi Hamaspar.
And hello, everyone. I'm Candace Camacho.
Now, of course, Francisco is still not with us. He is still out... hosting and working and doing other things. He will be joining us at some point in time. We just don't know when. So shout out to Francisco. We shall see you soon. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Stephanie left us.
She did. She moved back to Australia.
Down under, eh?
Yeah, but now we've got Miss Lexi.
Yes, welcome, Lexi.
Yeah. Thank you.
I did tune in for a little bit last week. You guys have been holding it down for the past week for you, Lexi, and the past two weeks for you, Candace.
Yeah. It was just Lexi and myself last week, and that was kind of a surprise, Tony.
Sorry.
I kind of wanted to tell you to take a seat, but...
Well, listen, apparently I have had several seats the past 2 weeks because I haven't been here, so I finally got my life and decided to come in.
Yeah. So just so the viewers know, I got an email less than an hour before the show started.
Yes.
That Mr. Tony here wasn't going to be... You know, in the after show.
Well, let me tell you what had happened.
Trying to come up with an excuse.
What had happened? No, I'll be real because you know we're all family. I worked, you know, really early in the morning, and I was like, I'm going to come home, take a quick nap, and then watch Dance Moms and come here. Well, you know, when you're really tired, a nap can turn into sleep, and so I went to sleep. And woke up and realized, I'm not going to make it to Dance Moms.
Oh, my God, Tony.
And I couldn't come in groggy and like, and then not have watched the show because then I wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Well, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, so, you know, I didn't want to disappoint anyone, so I stayed home and had several seats.
Tony, it's a good thing that you're not like me and you don't have a one-year-old because I haven't gotten a good night's sleep in a whole year.
That's why I don't have babies.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
But we're glad you didn't sleep through this show.
Yes. Yeah. No, I know. I could not sleep or not be here for another week because I feel like there's so much to talk about.
There was.
So we are going to get into it. First off, the episode starts off with all the great and wonderful things Maddie has been doing. Big deal with the Sia video, Chandelier, which is like a really good song. I love that song. Mm-hmm. It's one of those songs you find yourself like singing.
Yes.
And you're like, what is that song? Because you hear it on the radio all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie did an amazing job in that video. I mean, it reminds me of like just that one single shot and she's just dancing her little self off.
Yeah. and hitting everything too.
Everything. And like so into it, so vested and such a character. Yeah. So and that's how Abby was describing it. Like, you know, she was really into it. She played all these different types of characters and did all this. And then she redid it on the Ellen show.
Which was so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
So, I mean, little Maddie is just...
She's working it.
She's becoming a little superstar.
She is.
She is.
And that's what happens when you have hard work and dedication. Things come.
That is true.
Well, you know what they say, if you build it, they will come.
Yep. So. And I've been building a lot and nothing has arrived yet, but it will come.
Well, that's why we have patience too, Tony. Ooh,
patience is a virtue.
Patience and a whole lot of building. And that girl's in class all the time.
All the time. Homeschooled, yeah. Always in class. I mean, I wish I could go to school for an hour then go do what I want.
I had kind of forgot that she is homeschooled. So mm-hmm. while the other girls are at school, she does like an hour or two of school and then she's in the dance studio.
But it's the dedication that gets her where she is. I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
That extra time.
So Maddie would not be having any Fisher-Price seats at any point in time right now because she is dancing and twirling everywhere that she can. Little Sarah.
She's so cute.
She's reminded that she is a guest.
Yeah. She's so innocent.
She is. And we're going to get into a lot with her. All the other girls are on hiatus, which when she said that, I just kind of felt like all the girls are no longer on this episode, or as of right now, their guest starring roles have ended as of right now. They may make a surprise individual appearance, but...
Like later on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guest roles are now null and void. Yeah.
Well, we got all excited. We thought that they were going to be on the whole season.
Because it was that whole buildup of everyone's replaced, and I'm going to have a team, and I'm building this ultimate dream team, and blah, blah, blah. And then finally, the team is here. Yay, they won. Yay. And then they all flew back to their...
And then they just exit.
Yeah. So, I mean, kudos to them. It's kind of like Kathy's team. They make guest appearances too.
Mm-hmm. Once in a blue moon and then
go away.
I think that blue moon has turned yellow by now because Kathy's team is barely there.
Barely there.
Barely. Okay, but whatever. So let's talk about this pyramid. They're doing it so weirdly now. Like last week, it was just like the straight line.
Two rows.
And then one. Yeah. And now it's two rows. So I don't know what's...
It's like a rectangle now.
Yeah. I can't really follow the pyramid. I'm assuming that, you know, it starts from the bottom and the person who's just here is just in the top. But it's not like a pyramid. So it's more like a square.
This one like snaked. It was like bottom, snakes to the top.
Yeah.
It's not really so like a pyramid. It just goes from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll call it the square. We're going to go over the square today. And at the bottom was Maddie.
Only because she was gone, though.
Only because she was gone. But she's doing great and wonderful things.
Right.
Yeah.
So she was at the bottom. Chloe, because she fell. Oh, I felt so bad for her. And then they do the whole dramatic music and everything.
I know.
Black and white.
But I actually found out that fall was in the tech rehearsal. It wasn't in the actual like performance, but the producers made it look worse than it really was.
Right. Because they still won.
Yeah, they still won.
Yeah. Oh, but, the magic of television.
Yeah. But that thud did make it like a whole lot worse.
It did. Yeah. It was all like boom and it was slow motion. But she got up like a trooper.
She kept going during
tech rehearsal apparently, but like a true performer, she got up.
She did.
That's a life lesson for those of you who are watching. When life gets you down, you just get back up.
And just keep on fighting.
Keep on going.
Exactly. So then we have Nia. I feel like no matter how this... Nia's in the same position.
Yeah, she never moves.
At Nia.
No, because it's always like boom, 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 and then Nia. And I'm like, bless her heart.
Well, she's on the show. I mean, she's in the...
She is, but she...
Competition team.
She's so hard work. She works really hard.
She does.
She works very hard. And, you know, she has hit or misses, but she's always just in the same spot in the square, circle, pyramid, snake.
Yeah, thing about Nia, though, she always shows up.
Yeah.
You know, she's always there at rehearsal working hard.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of controversy surrounding her either, you know? No. I feel like with everyone else, there is a lot of controversy or arguments or something happening every week. But between her and Holly, there's not much, really.
And like I've always said, Holly's just that type of mom that, you know, Nia can kind of fight her own battles and everything, and Holly will step in when she needs to, but Holly knows her place.
And she said that about the leash this week. Yeah. She was like, Nia's strong. She'll get through it.
She'll get through it, yeah. But Nia was in that position because of her ballet technique. Abby said she wasn't hitting it.
Well, since when do you hit it in ballet? I mean, you don't really hit it.
I mean, we've all seen Center Stage.
Yeah.
Those people were hitting it. Yeah.
Well, I actually, we talked about Nia last week. I thought she did a good job in the performance. My eye went to her. Now, the little section that they showed of Nia, that
was like her worst part.
Was like her worst moment because I remember I rewound it and I watched like specifically her. So.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You gotta love those producers.
It just takes a few hours in ballet or in a private and she'll get it.
Right. Just keep working hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although when I took ballet, whew, boy, that class was a struggle for me.
It was hard for me, too.
Yeah.
Not my strong suit.
Yeah. No. I used to do it for hours. I think my mom just did it for, like, continuous babysitting.
This time. You go take ballet. Yeah.
You want to take that extra class? Yeah. Go till 10 p.m.?
I'm going to go to work. Bye-bye. Then we had Sarah. And her mom. Christy. Oh, she gets on my nerves. She officially gets the Have a Seat Award because there was no reason for her to speak up during
this. There's never a reason for her to speak up.
No. And for her being the religious woman that she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about her and her place in this show, and I was kind of thinking, like, even though she's always up front with that Sarah spot and Sarah deserves a permanent spot, I think deep down she doesn't want her daughter to succeed at all.
I hope not.
Yeah, and I think she's that selfish.
She doesn't need to be because, you know, Sarah is a very talented little dancer, little teeny tiny little thing, and her mom should not be in the way. Like, be thankful and grateful that you are here. And that you're with the team, and that Abby sees something in your daughter to bring you onto the team for this guest starring role.
Well, I feel like, I feel like she likes the camera more than she wants Sarah to succeed. And so she just interjects all these comments because she knows it'll get her airtime. She doesn't really care about.
I think she's afraid of Sarah, like, you know, hitting it and running off and leaving her. She's like, you know, she's one of those moms that, like, just
helicopter mom.
Well, where is she going to go? That's her daughter.
Well, I mean, Sarah's going to grow up one day and she can
leave.
Like
we all do. She had a mother and a father, I'm sure. She grew up.
What's a helicopter mom?
Oh, it's a mom that just, like, hovers over their kid.
I never heard that.
I haven't either, but...
Oh, maybe it's just
a helicopter. If you have a helicopter mom, comment below. I didn't have a helicopter mom.
And I vow to not be a helicopter mom.
Don't you be a helicopter mom.
I'm not going to be a helicopter mom.
Don't do it. You hold her hand until she's old enough and you say, let it go.
I will.
Very Frozen.
I was about to say that.
Very Frozen. Very Elsa.
I'll let her go.
Very Elsa. Yeah.
And then I'll cry.
Then we had the little pop diva, Mackenzie, whose single or album, Girl Party, has like hit number one everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So kudos to her.
Lots of different countries.
And apparently it's a slap in the face to our dear beloved Brooke, who put out her single.
Many
seasons ago.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if she's still hurting. Are you still hurting, Brooke? She probably is.
She might be.
Well, let's hope not. Yeah. She's over it.
Well, we have a saying in the South. Bless her heart. Yes. And then at the very top, we had Kendall. So good for her for being at the top.
Yeah.
Because Kendall is really up there.
I think she's a great dancer. I think she's really come into her own and...
Yeah.
Yep, I agree with that.
I think over the past few seasons, we've seen the potential in Kendall, and I think she's finally hitting her moments now. So she's definitely improved a whole lot. So good for Kendall. So then it's announced that the magical school bus that can get you anywhere you want to in the United States in just the next scene, they're going to Shenandoah Valley.
Shenandoah Valley.
Yeah.
Did they make a song about the Shenandoah Valley?
Yeah, I used to have to sing it in like middle school.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not.
I'm really good at singing.
Do you mind humming a few bars for us?
Yeah.
You want me to hum it or sing it?
Sing it.
I long to see you always.
I mean, I was with you.
Yeah.
I was with you.
I was feeling the beat.
I'm glad that's out on the internet now.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, people are going to make a gif of you doing this song. Yeah.
My friends probably will.
Yeah. Be careful because when you make a request on this show, it happens. Remember that video of Brooke's faces? To her song that someone made for me. I still love that video, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's my favorite video. And they're going to a powerhouse dance competition. So they're going to have a group dance. The group dance is Gypsy, Tramps, and Thieves, and it's not the kind of tramps that y'all are thinking about. And they didn't announce right away who the lead was going to be since Maddie was not going to be there. Mm-hmm. And then Kendall, Nia, and Chloe got a solo. Then Record Scratch, Christy, decided to say, why doesn't my daughter Sarah get one and she's been here? But you know what's so funny about new moms? Is that they come in and they suddenly feel like they are entitled to everything. It's like, wait your turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These people have been here for, and I'm sure she's been there for a while too, but she hasn't been a part of this team long enough in the show to come in and say, why doesn't she have a solo? She should just be thankful that she's in the group dance. Listen, if I was there, I would be very thankful to Potterou Fonse something, whatever dance term that is. Potterou Ray. That's what I was getting at. For Abby. I would. That's all I would do, though. I would Potterou Ray and then sashay off stage. All
right. I want to see your Potterou Ray, Tony.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, my Potterou Rays are on point.
Not on point, but on point. On point.
Yeah. I hit it.
Yeah. They got it going on.
Yeah. Potterou Ray, kickball, chain, step, clap. Aha. Try that.
Who out there wants to see Tony's Potterou Ray?
Do not comment below.
Maybe
on that.
Maybe we can get that next week.
Don't comment below. Don't listen to them.
Yes. Listen.
It'd be great.
Well, listen, if I have to Potterou Ray, then we have to figure out what you two
are gonna do. I will twirl and I will leap.
I'll finish singing that song.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. If we get enough comments and views.
No one wants to hear me sing.
Oh, I think they do.
Yeah, I was feeling it.
Maybe with auto-tune.
Auto-tune makes anyone sound great.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to name names, but you know who you are out there that use auto-tune. It is your friend, trust me. So then the moms had a discussion about... you know, the girls having these opportunities, and apparently only when these people call and they ask for girls to do different projects, the only person that seems to be available is Maddie. Now, we've, you know, talked about this before, about Maddie being the favorite and Maddie kind of being the one that, you know, Abby puts there and says, this is what you should be like. What are your thoughts about that, about Maddie being the favorite?
I just think that in any, like, sport or any team, there's always going to be a favorite. And if she's the one who's putting in a ton of extra hours because mm-hmm. she's homeschooled and she wants to get better and, you know, do this professionally, then, yeah, it makes sense that she's the favorite.
Yeah.
Especially because she's giving Abby the most money also.
Yeah. But we don't know that people are actually calling up and asking for Maddie or not asking for Maddie.
Right.
You know, like Christy said, she's like, I'm not saying that they do, but she does seem to be getting more of the opportunity.
Right. And I mean, you know, these producers, photographers, directors, they watch the show, you know, and I'm sure they know who they want when they're calling. And, you know, if it just so happens to be Maddie or Nia or Kendall, whoever gets that opportunity, that's just
I seriously doubt Sia's producers called and said, just give me a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they knew what
without
they were.
Without having a vision in mind of
what
they
wanted.
Yeah. It's kind of like many seasons ago when Chloe got the starring role in a music video because she looked most like the artist as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that opportunity went to her. It didn't go to Maddie or any of the other girls.
Right.
But it went to mm-hmm. her because visually, you know, she was what the director, producer, the people we're looking for.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The role that Maddie did in the Sia video, you had to really execute that role, mm-hmm. hit everything, and really come into that character. And some of the girls, they wouldn't, I don't think they would have handled it like she did.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, Abby, the entire episode says that Maddie's the best one storytelling and the mm-hmm. character roles, so mm-hmm. it makes sense that she would get chosen. Plus, she also probably has an agent.
Right. But also, I feel like this. I feel like Maddie is kind of like the example of like where you should be dance-wise.
And how you mm-hmm.
and how you
live.
Perform yeah. and how you should, you know, play into things and how just that's just like when Maddie comes back in this episode, she's chosen to assist with the solos. Mm-hmm. And when she was assisting Kendall with hers and she did like the face and the feel, it was for me it was kind of like, you know, Abby saying that's what you should do for your, that you should have that look, not be like Maddie, but have that yeah. emotion, that look, that feel for your dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Maddie, I don't ever see her standing in the back marking a piece. Yeah. You know, yeah. I would see her every time she does the choreography, she's performing and it's mm-hmm. like full out, full mm-hmm. face, mm-hmm. extension, pointed toes.
Yeah.
And she gives 210% of her life to dance. And yeah. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's fully dedicated, invested. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, you should aspire to do what Maddie does performance wise, as far as like giving your all and leaving it on the floor. But you need to find that in you and be
and
you.
Make it your own. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Kendall is chosen Woo-hoo. As the lead for the group dance. Very excited about that. They did a quick flashback of when, they thought Kendall was going to have the lead part, but it ended up just being like assisting or coaching for that episode, and that was a big hoopla. But this time she actually has the lead.
Yes.
Good for her, even when Maddie came back.
Yeah.
That was great.
And they kept it. Yeah, they were a little worried. But
mm-hmm. but she was phenomenal. I mean, she was so good.
Yeah, she was great. But also, when Maddie came back, it was then another controversy of that. You know, she's learned the group dance or she's learned the dance, you know, mm-hmm. in her private. Well, that's what any smart dancer would do.
Mm-hmm.
She realized, this is how I thought of it. She realized she missed rehearsals and things because of what she was doing in L.A.
She was in L.A.
So she had to catch up.
Right.
So she used a private class to make sure that when she went into rehearsal with her group, that she was just as on point or where they are.
Right.
Right.
I think that's just being a responsible dancer.
I think the moms took that completely out of context.
Yeah. Yeah. They're always trying to figure out a way to make it seem like Melissa's sneaky. Now, Melissa's kind of sneaky.
Well, she at first Melissa said she doesn't learn
things before
the other girls.
Right.
But then it came around that she did, and she said there's nothing wrong with her asking to learn the routines in her private.
In her private.
But you know, if the other girls went to L.A. to do something and then they came back, they wouldn't be treated like Maddie.
I feel like they would be if they did the same thing. If they went to Deanna and said, I would like a private, I need to be taught, you know, the dance or whatever, either before or after. So that way they were up to par too.
Yeah. So I have a question, but so Maddie does all these extra privates when the other girls are in school.
In school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the other girls can't do the opportunity anyway.
They could.
If they were homeschooled.
Yeah. Or.
Because Chloe doesn't get to the rehearsals until 3.
But Abby also said that Chloe was missing classes and skipping.
Mm-hmm. She always says that, though.
Yeah. About a few of them, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's if you're in school, you're going to have extracurricular activities or tests, you know? So that makes sense. But I'm sure Maddie just takes – I mean, I don't really know how homeschooling
she
works.
She does 1 to 2 hours
of
school, and the other 22 hours of the day are for dance.
That girl is smart.
She's got to be.
I mean, I couldn't have learned science, math, English, reading.
I still don't
two
know
hours.
Science, math, English, reading. I don't know any of that stuff. All that stuff that I was taught, I have no idea.
When did we ever use science or math, though? You never. Math, kind of.
What I want to know is, when have I ever been in the grocery store and need to figure out X?
P-hat was something I could never figure out in statistics, and I've never needed to know what P-hat was.
And in school, I felt like I only needed to know how to add money, how to count money, how to subtract money, how to multiply money, and how to divide it.
And how to make mm-hmm. money.
That's it. And social skills.
Which you don't learn in school.
It's not a class, but it's self-taught.
It's an experience.
Oh, yeah. Self-taught.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about nowadays, though, because with cell phones and all that kind of stuff, yeah. I know people are being very social.
We had
time to talk during our AOL dial-up. While the modem tried to connect.
That is true.
Yeah.
Man, I used to have one of those AOL dial-ups.
And me too.
I would push it on, and then I would go do laundry or something, and it would still try to connect.
Yeah. I always got those new CDs that were at, like, the grocery store.
When you have 15 free hours?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
AOL CDs.
Oh, yeah. Smart. See, for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, this is pre-Facebook, pre-MySpace, pre-Wi-Fi. Zanga. You had to use your phone line for the internet. Mm-hmm. No one could call in because when you got that phone call, someone interrupted your internet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you'd be like, hello, who is this? Is this an emergency? No, I was online. I was chatting.
Yeah, and it took forever.
Forever. Mm-hmm. Like, you could literally make dinner and still not be connected.
Right.
And not just any dinner. Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, like a full-on.
Cooking for hours.
Yeah, mashed potatoes, full-on.
The full works and still not be connected. Also with Maddie assisting with the solos, the moms felt like, oh, you know, having Maddie there is like getting in their head. And I don't know where the moms come up with these things, but I feel like it's not getting in their heads. It's, you know, having a friend there. You know, kind of appear, kind of show you like, oh, you should do this rather than, you know what I mean?
Well, Christy was going on, you know, they're rivals and, you know.
They're not rivals. Those girls are friends.
Those girls are mm-hmm. friends.
Yeah. I mean, even when they're put against each other, they still support each other. And those are the tender moments that we sometimes get to see, but not always. But they are still there for each other. They're still there for each other, and they still corral against each other, and they push each other. Mm-hmm. So the moms just make it so much more.
And even so, I mean, when I was going up against a competitor or my rival, you know, I feel like it's more, you get more competitive and you want to be better. You don't shy away and like shut down when you're in front of them. So right. I think that Christy's argument was kind of.
Christy's always talking about something. Christy and Christy. Yeah. Like peas and carrots.
Yeah. She was a little obsolete on that one.
Mm. So then there was a controversy a little bit about Nia and her costume and her being a dog and barking and such. Yeah. I felt like Abby was doing that to get Nia into the mindset of, you know, that underdog feeling, but that still kind of like ferocious, like go-getter. Like, mm-hmm. I may be at the bottom, but I'm going
to rise to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't take the underdog name like so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, her costume was cute. And I think mm-hmm. she was trying to get her to rise to the occasion and like
step up.
Yeah. You know, Abby is like trying to pull stuff out of these girls.
Yeah.
And you really have to just, like what she said later on in the episode, people are going to laugh at you, if, mm-hmm. you know, people are going to throw stuff at you, whatever, you just have to be able to risk it all, and that's what it takes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that a costume makes or break a routine?
I think to an extent, sort of. But I also think that it gives the confidence to the girls that they need.
I feel like a costume is for your character.
Yeah.
And whatever you're supposed to perform, that's how you're supposed to look. Like, I can't imagine Nia in this rhinestoned, like,
mm-hmm. right.
dog-esque something that's just this big, grandiose thing. Like, I thought that was an appropriate costume for what she was doing.
Her costume was appropriate And I do think the costume can make or break the number, but I just feel like with dance, it's just so much. It's the whole package. You have to have mm-hmm. everything, the choreography, the song, the emotion, the face, the technique. So it's just all wrapped in one together.
They were just making such a big deal about these costumes and how, oh, well, Kendall has Maddie's
solo.
That was a gorgeous costume, though.
Mm-hmm. But it went with her dance.
It did.
You know, like, were they all supposed to have similar costumes? And, like, I thought none of them looked cheap. It's not like, you know, Abby put dog ears on Nia and like something here and said, okay, go be a dog. Like, it was, there was still a complete thought and complete look for her costume.
Yeah, there was a complete thought and look, but Kendall's costume, like, it just does well on stage with the beading and how it reflects the light and, mm-hmm. and
scar.
Yeah, and how it comes up when she turns and yeah. feathers, and it just does really well. And those types of numbers do better on competition than like the jazz number.
So then should
everything be like that all the time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Should it be? But should Nia have had like fur and like, you know, look like a little edgy poodle? Or?
Nia should have had, you know, pink poodle sparkle. No, I'm just.
I mean, she's supposed to be edgy. Like I got it.
Her thing matched what she was supposed to be doing.
Her makeup was edgy.
I thought it was great. Like I don't. And then they mentioned Chloe's, and I thought Chloe's was fine too. It looked great on her. It was bedazzled. It had the ALDC, and it fit with the theme and song of what she was doing.
It just kind of detracted for me. I couldn't get like take my eyes off of
the ALDC.
The ALDC and the costume. It was so distracting that I couldn't really focus on the performance.
Yeah.
I didn't understand like what it really had to do with anything.
Why was she branded?
Yeah, that was so weird. Yeah. So I didn't really like Chloe's costume.
And it was very like severe. Like she had nothing flowing off of her costume, mm-hmm. and the hair was back. It was just, I needed something else to kind of look at to complete the look.
Mm-hmm. So
you don't agree, Tony?
Well, I thought the costumes were fine. I didn't think they didn't go with, you know, the song or routine that they were doing. I didn't expect too many bedazzled or, you know, or anything like that.
Yeah.
I thought they all fit. I thought I was fine with them. I don't know why the moms are always so, why does her costume look better than hers? And rah, 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 rah.
I mean,
did they all want a flowy something?
I think they just want their kids to be successful so badly that they're going to notice every minute detail
mm-hmm.
that's different
mm-hmm.
and that might set one kid apart and above their kid.
Mm. Well, coming from a mother's perspective, if I would want my kid in the pretty white flowy one mm-hmm. other than the dog costume.
Or the black costume.
Yeah, the unitard. Or
my kid would be fine in either one.
My kid wouldn't be. She'd be like, I want that sparkly one. I want it to look like this, and I want my hair
like
that.
And I'd be like, well, we shall go and find some E6000 and put a couple of Swarovski rhinestones on it, and you shall go out in this costume.
What's E6000?
It's glue.
Oh, God.
Have you never heard of E6000? You will become very familiar with E6000. You can glue your hands together with E6000.
How do you know about it?
Bedazzling your shirts.
The life I live.
Do you make costumes?
No, I don't. But I had for Halloween, yes. But I have friends who make costumes all the time, and they always need to
stone
things.
Is it like
things.
A glue gun?
No, it's just like it's like a two. See, you know what
E6000
is.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Where were you just 2 minutes ago when she looked at me like, what is E6000?
I do know what it is, but I wouldn't go like bedazzling someone before a competition.
No. But it's just like, you know, especially for stones and stuff, it's just better stick. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's strong.
Okay. It will destroy your fingers, though.
It will. Right.
Well, if it's that strong, I probably shouldn't keep it in my house just yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Because your child will be stuck to the floor.
Yeah.
Mommy,
help me.
We don't want that. And of course, before they head to the competition, we had more Christy drama.
Uh-oh.
She cannot keep her mouth shut for anything.
She's crazy. She doesn't want her daughter to succeed,
Well, first, she was all upset because there was no costume for Sarah. And Abby explained to her that...
she ordered for the original five.
Right, and we put her in. But the costume is coming. Should have been
done.
Fine. But no, she had the rah, 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 I am Christy, and you should kiss my butt, and blah, 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 and da, 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 da. And now your daughter is going home with you.
It goes back to what you said. She should be thankful that she has a spot on the team.
And I don't understand why she didn't just say, you know what? I'm not going to ruin this for you. Go on the bus.
Did you see Sarah roll her eyes?
No.
She, like, they cut to Sarah when Christy's making the comment about taking out the trash, and you kind of see Sarah go.
Look,
I was like,
I would have too, because first of all, that comment was so unnecessary for her. For you are a guest at the Abby Lee Dance Company
and a guest on the
you
show.
You are speaking to Abby Lee, and you're now calling her trash. But yet, you want your daughter on the team
and a solo at that, mm-hmm. or the lead at least.
Hmm.
She doesn't know her place whatsoever. She's not a very smart woman.
Does any mom ever know their place on this show?
Well, no, I guess that's why it's called Dance Moms.
Well,
I do think it was funny that Abby was like, well, you better pray to the UPS or FedEx gods or whatever god you pray
to. She's like, that's not the god I pray to.
Christy needs to she has Christ in her name. She needs to start praying to him. Because she is doing some devilish things.
Yeah.
Not very Christ-like. I felt bad for Sarah because she really wanted to go to the competition. She really wanted to be a part of the group.
She was crying.
She was. And what I loved was that moment when she asked Abby, can I still be a part of the dance?
I know.
And Abby said, you can if your mother doesn't come.
And I knew right then and there, I was like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like instead of Christy apologizing, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I had to do it. I'm so sorry. Let her go. Mm-hmm. Just say, fine. Yeah. Give her to Melissa. Know that she'll be protected and go. Or you let her go on the bus. You get in your car and ride behind the bus. You're there out of Abby's way. You're not on the bus.
Yeah.
It's still a win-win.
Which I thought that was really nice of Melissa to offer up to take Sarah under her wing.
Yeah. Any of the moms, they would have all taken great care of her.
I mean, she would have been in great hands.
Yeah.
She just ruined that. Or I felt like she really couldn't go to the competition, so they had to figure out a way to like cut her out.
Well,
so they created the drama,
yeah.
And then she didn't go.
I just didn't think that she was going to last so long, too long, because I knew eventually she was going to, you know, say something like she did, but she should have let.
She's been running her mouth since the last. Well, I mean, this is a continuation of the season, but when we left off before this break, she's just been. It started at the girl party.
It did.
Video. Mm-hmm. She's just been. Have a seat.
Yeah, and let your daughter go and do her thing and grow up and be step into her own shoes.
Yeah, I wonder if they watch this.
The AfterBuzz.
I think Christy would be hilarious to have on here.
She would.
Can you imagine?
If Christy was on the show, I think I would have to sit like this.
And just tone yourself
and
down.
Just tone down. And then at the end, I'm just going to look at her and go, have several seats. But I'm going to be respectful and add ma'am at the end because I'm Southern. And that's how we do things.
Southern
so
proper.
It's not rude when you add a ma'am or a sir at the end.
Oh, is it?
You can say, shut up.
Ma'am.
And it's okay.
I agree.
It's okay.
Yep. Okay.
It's totally fine. Yeah, you can say bad words. As long as it's followed by a ma'am or a sir.
Or you can say bless your heart sarcastically and blow it off because you're Southern.
Well, see, bless your heart, everyone knows what that truly means.
Oh, mm-hmm. No, I know. Yeah. I'm from the South, too.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
So you know that. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart, sweetie.
That says a lot.
Where exactly are you from, Tony?
South Carolina.
Oh,
shout out to Carolinas.
Ooh. Shout out to Atlanta.
Hey. Oh, I was just in Atlanta.
Oh, you were?
Lies, I tell. That was in April.
Okay,
that was
so
a long time ago.
But it feels like yesterday. It feels like yesterday.
What were you doing there?
I hosted a charity event in Atlanta.
Oh, fun.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you can see me live.
Woo.
That's my good side.
Shameless plug.
And shout out to the Missourians.
Woo-hoo.
While we're out.
Missourians.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get wild and crazy back there.
Yeah. Wait, our producer Nick, where are you from?
I'm from right here in Los Angeles, California.
Boo.
Oh, we're all transplants.
Yep.
Right.
That's so rare. You never meet someone, though, from L.A., you know?
Yeah, so basically what we're saying, Nick, is that you're weird.
Yeah, and he works in the business.
You're rare.
I mean, duh, he lives. I mean, what else do people from L.A. do?
Yeah.
I feel like they're all in the business.
Nick, do you have any connections for us?
I don't, sorry. No.
And we're done with Nick. So, let's get into these dances very quick because we are running out of time. So, Nia's solo. I personally thought that she did a great job. I thought she portrayed the character very well. I still love the costume and her mm-hmm. look. I just felt like she needed a little more bite, mm-hmm. if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Like, it, like, everything else was great, but if she just, instead of doing this, did this, like, it would have been... That was my Tyra moment, but I felt like she needed a little more.
She was like 90% there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost,
yeah.
But
yeah.
No cigar.
Yeah.
She should have been dancing like that was her last time to dance
mm-hmm.
in her entire life. She yeah. should have, she could have just, you know, brought like a little bit of sass a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the hip hop routine and she did really well with that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I liked her costume. She just, it just wasn't, she didn't quite. Wasn't feisty enough
yeah,
for
she
it.
She needed a little
A little She needed, yeah. What that, what she just did.
Dance break.
And a little choreo with the hair.
What are you doing?
Tutting.
Tutting?
What's tutting?
That's where you do like the whole, the hand stuff. But I, you know, I don't know what I was really doing.
E-tutting. I'm learning so many things this episode.
But it looked cool though. So that was Nia. Then we had Chloe. Chloe, I thought was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's always effortless. I feel like she performed well. But I'm missing the Chloe fire.
Yes.
There was something mm-hmm. about Chloe. That whenever she hit the stage, she was just so into it. And, like, you felt like that was her moment to just tune everything out. And this solo, I felt like she was just like,
going through the motions. Split.
Yeah. Okay. And bye.
I felt like she was tired. Tired mm-hmm. of it, tired of the drama, and I felt like she wasn't enjoying herself.
Yeah.
I feel like she's just kind of over it.
Yeah. I wanted to be like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Peace. Let's get to the awards and get
and
on the
let's
bus.
Let's go. Let's get on this magical school bus so go we can home. Be back in 5 minutes.
That would be so
cut
great.
Cut to the next scene. Yeah. Oh, if I could teleport myself to places.
That'd make life so much easier.
I may actually be on time.
Same.
No, I'd still be late. Who am I kidding? I would still be late. Then we had Kendall.
Great.
Stunning. She is such a gorgeous girl.
Mm-hmm. That routine, that has to be the best that I've seen Kendall. And I feel like there's one other time I've said that. But that was so beautiful. And the scar.
Yeah.
And like,
the scar was amazing.
And the way she hit everything. I mean, she was amazing. And she showed such strength in her movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this was a little more difficult than what we normally see Kendall. And of course people will say, well, it's supposed to be Maddie's. Mm-hmm. Well, who cares? Maddie didn't perform it. Kendall did. And no matter who it was for, whoever executes it the best, obviously, is going to end up on top. But I thought she did amazing. And she held on to that mirror for dear life because... Mm-hmm. Heaven if she dropped it.
I got goosebumps at her performance.
She left it all on the floor.
She did.
She stepped up to the plate. She showed that she could be the leader of the group when mm-hmm. Maddie's gone and mm-hmm. or in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which she was because Maddie was here.
Yeah.
I thought she did a great job.
I thought she did great too.
Props, Kendall.
Go, Kendall.
Yeah. So why after her amazing performance was her mother there saying, was it good enough to win?
I don't know. That was weird doubting her. I thought it was great.
I would not be saying that about my child.
Because, you know, that's that dun-dun-dun moment. Because Kendall is kind of filling Maddie's shoes
mm-hmm.
in this episode. So it's kind of like that pressure of,
you
know.
So they take you up, and then there's the mom to just be like, take you down.
Good luck. Jill. Good luck, little one.
Thanks, Jill.
Then we had the group dance, which I found very entertaining, those gypsy tramps
and
thieves.
It was a fun performance.
It was really fun. And the way Kendall came in, and she was just like, she was just, she was mm-hmm. feeling it.
She was. I loved
it. Really cool.
I loved the intro.
Yeah.
I felt like she really was a gypsy when she was like sneaking around mm-hmm. at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I got that she was the thief.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Yeah. I thought they all did an amazing job, and I thought Kendall really did hold her own. In this competition.
She did.
She did a great job.
She really stepped up to the plate, and mm-hmm. she showed Abby that she can handle the solo and the lead role.
Yeah.
I hope we see more solos or duets of her, because I really like watching Kendall perform.
Yeah, me too.
She's so good.
Yeah. They're.
I think Kendall and Chloe together.
That would be good. And speaking of, when her and Maddie during the group dance connected with each other and started.
Yes.
They were so together.
There was a several. There was like maybe two or three times that they did a little tiny piece together.
It seemed like the connection of that seemed so effortless. It was like they were all separate and with the group, and then it's like bam, shoom, boom, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Just the chemistry of all five of them all together is just so great and so rare to see on a team.
And it's they have such a great group dynamic when they dance together. Like it's just it's like one person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gives you goosies.
I did. I got some goosies.
I got so nervous just now because the light hit here and I thought I was ashy.
Are you trying to show off your muscle?
You thought you were ashy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's ashy?
Now I know what ashy means, but I can't imagine you thinking you look ashy.
Well, neither did I until I looked down and I was like, oh, did I miss a whole section of my arm? But then it's just the light. I'm okay. I'm still chocolate.
Look at your bicep.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You know what this is?
Bring out them guns.
This is mashed potatoes and junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Oh, right.
Bam.
Mashed potatoes and junior bacon cheeseburgers. That's a heck of a combo.
Well, you know.
Sounds like a great meal, though.
It's amazing. You can dip. No, I'm just kidding. So, for the awards, first of all, I love when the awards happen because depending on where they start is where I know how they might fall. So, Nia placed fourth, and then we had Chloe place second, and Kendall placed first.
Yes.
Yay for Kendall.
Yo, Kendall.
And then the group dance got first as well.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah!
Back on top.
So, good for them.
Yeah.
And Jill said it, because it was all, oh, that's supposed to be Maddie's dance and blah, blah, blah. But Jill said, you know, when you're given the tools, you win.
Right.
And that's what she needed was the tools.
Mm-hmm.
So good job. Good job all around.
Yeah, really good job. That was a good episode.
Yeah, it was really good. Oh, who knows what's coming up then?
I don't know.
Speaking of, let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So really quickly, I went to booty camp yesterday.
Booty.
And I met up with Abby and Kendall and Maddie and Mackenzie and Nia. Sat in on the booty camp. Great camp. So if you guys see that they're coming, make sure you attend. Those are really fun. There's a Q&A part. There's a warm-up, a combo is taught. And then they do like a mock audition. It was a lot of fun. So, and the girls are really nice. And such poised little girls. And then after the booty camp, they actually rushed off to perform with Todrick Hall, who we've had on the show. Mm-hmm. And as you guys know, the cast of Dance Moms made an appearance or made a video with Todrick called Freaks Like Me. So make sure you check that out on YouTube. Just look under Freaks Like Me, Todrick Hall, and you will find it. And they performed in Todrick's show, The Twerk is Soleil, which is currently playing in L.A. and has been touring around. And they were fantastic. And then we sat and enjoyed the show. So if you guys want to find out where Twerk is Soleil is, make sure you visit ToddrickHall.com. The girls may not make an appearance, but the show is fantastic. And we love Todrick because he came and...
Yeah, he was a guest on our show. Guessed it.
So, yeah, that's all I have.
Well, Chloe had surgery today. She posted on her Instagram. I know. For the life of me, I could not figure out what the surgery was for. I looked on Twitter. I looked on Instagram. Like, I did my research. I could not figure it out. But, yeah, she seems to be doing well. She made a joke on her Instagram that she thinks she was the only one who goes in for surgery with her hair curled.
I bet she does.
I'm sure she's not the only one.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to look good in and out of surgery. So.
I went in for labor looking good.
Well,
I didn't come out looking good, but I had good intentions.
You're like, when this baby sees me, I'm going to be at my best.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, a big, like, get well soon from us here at AfterBuzz to Chloe. So feel better. And now we're moving on to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
I'm all about the hand movement. So predictions. Okay, so I would love to see to watch the full preview of what's going to happen on Dance Moms, but my DVR likes to cut me off. So it's like I get into it and it's like, and I'm like, okay, thanks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So predictions. What do we think is going to happen next week?
Well, they bring in an outsider, Jade.
Guest star. Mm-hmm.
Guest star.
Guest star.
Jade, and I forgot who she competes against, but I think
I think she put her up against Chloe.
Chloe, yeah, and the moms get really mad.
Of course.
Naturally, yeah.
Of course there's going to be drama when a new person comes in, and now she's going up against Chloe, and the odds are against her, and woe is me, blah, blah, blah.
And then there's some controversy with Studio Blue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Studio Blue. Do you know much about...
Big question mark.
Well,
so we'll have to tune in next week. Mm-hmm. Out of that match, who do you think is going to win? Or are they doing a duet? Or was it?
I think they're going. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I feel like they're going against each other.
Yeah, I think they're going up
against.
Well,
for fun, who do we think is going to win?
Chloe.
Yeah, go Chloe.
Exactly. Well, it's unanimous. It's Chloe. So there we have it. So that is the end of our lovely reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms. Before we leave, let's start to my far left. Lexi, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lexi Hamasfar.
And Candace?
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Candace Camacho. And I would love for you to subscribe to my new YouTube channel, New Mom, New Wife, New Life. I give mom tips and empowerment as a woman, motivation, and some great fitness ideas and vegetarian recipes.
Vegetarian recipes.
Healthy.
No meat.
No meat. No double cheeseburger.
Mm-mm.
But there's mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Probably not healthy.
And of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at loungingwithtony.com, at loungingwithtony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com. Special thanks to Nick holding it down in the booth over here. Whoop, whoop.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you guys for tuning in to our lovely reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms. And we will see you next Wednesday for another show. Aha, I got you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.